You have 3 hours.
No, I promise. I won't do that to everyone. All right, okay. Some highlights that I've come across on the piece of property. This property contains some what's considered critical forested wetland. I understood right from the get-go by looking at what I could see that it was forested, but I didn't realize the critical nature of it. Heather Hettinger, who is the fisheries biologist for this area, through the DNR, she was the one that made me aware that this critical forested wetland is very, very important to the diverse fishing communities that we have out there in the river. And in the river there, we have Chinook and Coho salmon, and steelhead and brown trout. She was also one of the ones that wrote us a letter of recommendation. She feels that this is an important piece of property to preserve. Mm-hmm. It was brought to my attention by Friends of the Boyne River, as well as the Charlevoix Lake Association, that this area of the Boyne River is also serves as habitat for juvenile eagles. I think these were great, great things to learn. Mm-hmm. Also, right where the property at that bend of the river where there's a bridge that's no longer structurally sound, mm-hmm. right there at that convergence is where the floodplain meets the floodway for the river. So again, mm-hmm. very critical area for us. So there's some great reasons to protect and preserve this piece of property. As you can see, the area in green is the forested wetland. There's a red line in there, and there's a area there with red and blue with a lot of hill there to the left. Mike, if you're right there. That is the area that the Moody's are proposing to perhaps work with the schools on as the build-a-house. Mm-hmm. And then the remainder of the property is what they're proposing to us with a little configuration over a little shed that's there on the piece of property is why there's that little mm-hmm. handle right there. And then the next slide shows that the yellow is us, that is already city property. The red is in private ownership. There is a piece where Mike was just on there that's Riverside Park, the very mm-hmm. eastern tip. And then the blue piece of property, I was the Chipmans. Is that right? I spoke with them after you had already authorized to go forward with the public hearing, and it was a little too late to do anything, but they expressed an interest in that piece of property also becoming something that the city might be interested in the future. And the only thing I could recommend to them at that time is that it's time that we're all seeing our tax accountants and attorneys. Perhaps they could talk with their tax attorney and see if there was any value of them donating that property. And they were going to do some exploration, and we'll see mm-hmm. where that goes on. Unfortunately, we didn't know about it at the time. Mm-hmm. They own property up on 75, but their section down by the river is already a separate parcel. Mm-hmm. So something for the future, and there's nothing wrong with adding on to these critical pieces along mm-hmm. the river at all. And then, the dashed line that goes through there is the floodplain. So critical to make sure that those waters mm-hmm. sit there mm-hmm. instead of taking out something along the way, some buildings. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of floodplain and floodway throughout this area. Next slide, please. Ooh, I guess I forgot to take that one out. Okay, after we did some serious number crunching, we had to speak with the assessor, and we've determined that we came up with a purchase price of $62,500, which is different from what was originally proposed to you when we brought up $100,000. The state will make their actual grant based on an appraisal. Appraisals are not cheap, and there's no sense having one done if we're not going forward. That appraisal will not be done until mm-hmm. after the state determines whether or not they want to pursue this mm-hmm. Acquisition. This was, again, based on our assessor. We were generous on top of that. Right mm-hmm. now, the state equalized value on the property is about $36,000. However, it's been in the Moody family for a long time, so it didn't do a lot of the growing that parcels may have if they had sold. They're paying taxes on about $18,000 right now. So we came up with a reasonable fair market value based on some other sales that had happened in the area of $62,500. There are also some prices associated with us going forward. There are closing costs, there are transfer taxes, there's all of the different fees. When it was all said and done, our match on a $62,500 parcel of land would be $16,800. Mm-hmm. And again, it's all if we are selected, and we should know in June if we go forward, if they want to talk to us more about our application. That's when they will be scheduling in Emmett County to talk to people in Northern and Upper Peninsula in June to go the next step if we were selected and do go forward. And other than that, if you have any other questions, hopefully I can answer. Oh, did we go backwards maybe?
No.
Okay. When we looked over their eligibility components of the grant, they're looking for urban recreation opportunity. And I know we don't all think of ourselves really as urban up here. However, under their definition, they see this as an urban recreation opportunity. It's sitting smack in the middle of a city, mm-hmm. With lots of access for all. It allows for water access, which is another number one top on their list. It preserves wetlands, it provides fishing opportunities, and allows for the buffering of wildlife habitat. I think the only thing that we couldn't add to our application, should we choose to do so, is there's really not a snowmobile or a hunting environment over there. You're just not the 450 feet away from some of the houses that are there. But those are about the only two we couldn't provide was snowmobiling and hunting. So far, we have gotten letters of support from Heather Hettinger, who is our fisheries biologist. Tip of the Mitt Watershed Council, you do not have it in your hands at this point. Granetta had promised it today, but she's been out sick, and her staff will be making sure we get that tomorrow. The Boyne Area Chamber of Commerce, Boyne City Main Street, the Friends of the Boyne are meeting tomorrow night and have assured me they're darn sure that if this goes through tonight that we'll have one in our hands from them. The Charlevoix County Planning Department is working on one. The Lake Charlevoix Association has expressed their support for this, and several residents have shown their support. And I'll try to answer any questions that I can.
And we received a couple more today at the commission having been at the table from Michael Sheehan and also from Tony and Bob Green. So, do we have any department heads that would, or staff members that would like to make comments in regard to this property acquisition? Andy.
I think this would be a good acquisition for the city moving forward to continue our property acquisitions along with providing more recreation opportunities for the city. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mike, do you have any comments on this?
No, I think Leslie did an excellent job with the presentation. I don't know what more I could add at this point that would be helpful.
Me too. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we'll open the floor for discussion to the citizens. And excuse me.
You want to formally open the public hearing?
Ah, that's right. This is supposed to be a public hearing. So yep. It is 7:58. I'll make a motion. We open public hearing for the purpose of Michigan Natural Resource Trust Fund grant.
You're declaring it open is sufficient.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any citizens' comments that would like to comment for or against or their feelings? I'll start with Bill.
I was just wondering, since we have a quorum with Parks and Rec here, if we should give approval and support from Parks and Rec, which I would be in favor of doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need discussion amongst ourselves, but you took us as a quorum, so mm-hmm. as a citizen, I think it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. And as a member of Parks and Rec, I think it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the rest of the Parks and Rec agree. Mm-hmm.
I think we do.
Jerry.
Yeah, I'm Jerry Swift. I agree with what Bill says. I'm on the Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
Point River, the presentation is great.
I also agree, and Gail Van Horn on Parks and Rec.
Okay, but before we move forward or actually allow a motion like that, but do we have other citizens that are not members of the Park and Rec that would like to comment? Ken?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, Ken Allen. I live on Spring Street, so just down from that, that parcel. So I'm a resident, and even though we weren't really aware of any specific plans to do this, it's a great move forward. We're expecting that Riverside Park to just take off any day now with positive development, new road, and everything else. But this is a good start. Mm-hmm. I support.
Thank you. Nancy?
Friends of the Boy and Garden Club that I belong to. I'm very enthusiastic about this. Just as a person, a couple weeks back I was in Petoskey and I met a friend who lives north of Petoskey. We walked to the Bear River walkway. And it was a cold day. It had been snowing. It stopped snowing at noon. The wind was howling across the bay and there were six cars parked in the Bear River Parkway's parking lot, and one of them was not ours. And there were people all over the place on that cold day walking along the river. People value this. I think this is a great addition to the city. You know, I think, you know, that we could have our own walkway.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Ward?
I support the purchase. I think if you talk to anybody in the north, everybody's jealous of Point City because of our activities and facilities, and I think this is just a further investment in facilities that enhances the value of the whole community.
Thank you, Warren. Art? Or Carl, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm also president of Friends of the Boyne. We've formally taken action to support the purchase of this property. It's definitely, I mean, let's face it, it's a heck of a bargain when you have the grant. The ability to add that kind of property to our inventory is just a marvelous opportunity to add assets to the city. Mm-hmm. And that area with its proximity to the existing Riverside Park, I mean, I think I can see that at some point that'll rival Avalanche as an attraction for Boyne City. So I think it has a commercial component to it, too. I think it will attract more people to the city, and visitors and summer people and all that. And that's what, you know, a large part of our economy is made of. Even beyond that, though, and Leslie mentioned very eloquently the points that the Natural Resources Board is mm-hmm. looking for. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to say the one thing you missed maybe is it will enhance, because I happen to be a kayaker, and mm-hmm. it'll enhance the kayaking of the Boyne River, which is a pretty great river to go down. If you haven't, I urge everybody to go down and try. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Carl.
You can paddle.
Sir?
My name is Joe Kimmel. I work for the Lake Charlemagne Association. I have a letter from our president, Dan Mishra, that I'll leave to be on the record. But we strongly support this project. The Lake Charlemagne Association has over 600 members of people from all around the lake. And we're starting a new program to try to rebuild and enhance what we call the green belt around the lake mm-hmm. that has been taken down by lots of development. Mm-hmm. And been destroyed. And it's really the buffer and the filter for the lake. We're going to be starting a program where we ask people who live around the lake to sign up for a program and how they'll manage their properties, and we're going to do a plug. We're going to be having these, and I hope by the middle of the summer you'll see these on docks around the lake as people sign up mm-hmm. for it. We're going to sign up businesses that are going to pledge that when they do landscaping or home building or yard maintenance, that they will meet certain standards around the lake. My point is, I think we sometimes forget that the lake, one of the biggest contributors to the lake is the Boyne River and, mm-hmm. and the Jordan River. And enhancing the green belt areas around these rivers is every bit as important as us trying to preserve the green belts around the lake to keep the lake. These properties will go by the wayside, and once they're developed, then you get more erosion, you get people doing yard work on them, you get all sorts of things that can wash into Lake Charles. So I think anytime you get a chance to preserve the natural areas on the rivers up the lake, you're doing nothing but helping to protect the lake itself. So we strongly support that.
Thank you, Joe.
And I'd just like to speak up and say we're the chipmunks and we have 383 feet of blue. I'd like to see something worked out in the future where that could be part of it. Right now that's a landlocked parcel to us. I think it's assessed at like $10,000. I've talked to some kayakers I know in the area and they seem very excited about this whole project. So I'd just like to say that we're definitely in favor with this. Anytime the city can pick up any water parcels, wherever it's at around here, it just adds to the desirability of the area. So I wish us luck and we'll keep in contact with everyone here.
Thank you. Marty, did you have your hand up?
Marty Moody, 324 East Court Street, the unpaved part. I'm slightly familiar with the property, and I'm overwhelmed by the support. Everybody jumped on board. I guess I need to go back to the beginning. I brought it to Mike's attention was fall of 2010, and at that time, I offered. It's just been kind of funny. There's been a lot of discussion about selling it to the city, and that was never my intent. Mom and Dad did a lot for town and love this town, and so I approached my siblings and said, I wanted to find a way to give it to the city, and so I asked Michael if we gave the property to the city, I wanted to do it in return for us being able to keep Mom and Dad's house for either 25 years or until we chose to sell it, and do it at basically a tax trade. So then we would no longer pay taxes on the home, but we'd give all the property to the city. And at that time, Mike said that he couldn't do it that way. He could do it through the state of Michigan through this way. And then I thought we were on that process for the last few years. And then I got the call from Leslie a couple weeks ago asking if we were still interested in doing the deal with the city. And I said, and I went on to explain it to Leslie that the original plan was I wanted to give it to the city. I talked to all my siblings and give it to the city in honor of Mom and Dad. And again, just so we could keep the house. And then she said that they were going to pursue this way. So there was a lot of misconceptions at the last meeting. It was like there was people that said, I'm tired of people trying to sell stuff to the city that they can't sell out in the open market, and it's never been for sale in the open market. I would never do that. I don't believe my parents would want me to do that. I'm trying to look down through them. Through the points here that I made. But Leslie did talk to Andy was down at the office before I spoke to Leslie, and we were talking about I was in pursuit after being 15 years on the school board. We're always looking for property for the building trades. So all the property north of Adams Street, which is that curve, can I point up there? Was what I was planning on trying to. Adams Street comes right down here, so it basically goes like that. Was working with the building trades to get them to put three homes in there, which would just help everything. I mean, this Adams Street has not been the
stellar, beautiful street of Boyne City forever or anything, but I thought that it would help a lot of things, you know, it would help town in the aspect of, you know, getting a few homes onto the tax roll, which would help offset what would be the minimal that would be lost with giving the property to the city. If you went by the last couple of houses that we built with building trades, they average about $3,100 a year in taxes that they generate for the city. Pretty quickly offsetting the $300 plus. I was a little more than Leslie. I was at like $450, but the taxes were collected on that. I guess that, you know, those are the main points, is that I guess that, like I say, I just really want to clear for the record that I didn't approach the city asking to sell the property. I don't think Michael would disagree with that, I don't know why he would, wanting to give the property to the city in exchange for the taxes. The only other aspect that I would say is that and Ken may disagree because he lives down Spring Street. Maybe he doesn't like that idea, but I would like to see. I think one thing that would be cool in here, and I disagree with Leslie a little bit. There's a lot of really nice dry property right in through here. It is wet once you get right down by the river and up around the bend. And I can't speak to the Chipman's property. I've never really walked much past that last.
property line there.
But I think it'd be cool for the city to I don't know logistically how it works, but form some like campsites and stuff down there for kayakers and tenors, you know, stuff like that. No electric, you know, just, you know, the roughing it type stuff. But I think that would be kind of cool. But that's, if we give it to the city, that's up to you what to do with it. And trust me, the little bump out part down here, you don't want the boneyard for the float pieces, you know, included in the problem.
Marty,
yeah.
Question for you. Yep. Are you and your family comfortable with the process of going through this Michigan trust fund?
When Leslie called, you know, it was like, all right, well, you know, no, we're going through this process, you know, it's going to be, you know, $100,000. Again, I'm not asking for the money, and neither are my siblings. All I was trying to do was offset,
right,
you know, taxes for the house.
That part, but
so, I mean, now that it's, you know, 60 grand, I don't think that's up to you guys. Once again, I don't really, I'm not speaking for the city, but I don't know. I'm not asking you to pay for it, you know, and neither is anybody. I'm offering to give it in return for, you know, taxes on the house. But
that's an offset.
So, you know, I got it. I understand that's an offset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but it's much more. Even the taxes on the house will take a long time to chew up even the $16,000. And I don't know, each year that goes by, I mean, I got half my siblings that are, you know, would sell the house tomorrow because they don't come and use it that much. And I don't know that each day that goes by, a little bit, you know, a little, the healing process of, you know, losing your parents and stuff, you know, goes away. Right. And so I don't know how long they'll want to keep it. If it's me, I'll keep it forever, but I only got one say of eight. There's a lot of
Well, I raise this question, you know, we go through the process of applying for the grant, we get the grant, yep. and then you decide, you know, maybe you don't want to do it this way. But that's the purpose of my question.
Right, and I understand it.
You're comfortable with us proceeding with this.
Yeah, I guess after tonight, once again, because I wasn't looking to sell it, so I don't. I guess my question back to you then are you handcuffing me
to this process if, you know, if you do this, and then they balk on it, you know, and say, no, that wasn't what we agreed when you set out, Marty, and, you know, so. I told them what I wanted to do. I sold them on the idea of giving it to the city in exchange for taxes. They were all in agreement on that. I haven't had a chance to talk to them all on, you know, the sales process. But I don't see any of them balking at it, no. But, you know, once again, I'm one vote away.
I understand.
So, but I mean, I'm throwing that question back to you. I mean, are you, you know, tonight am I signing on the dotted line saying, yeah, you know, and I don't have a problem doing that.
Well, we're really not in favor of doing a tax.
You're going to have to sue the rest of them, not me.
That's why I beg the question, and just, we don't want to go through this whole process, and then...
And I don't want to waste your time. I don't think that I'm a good enough salesman that I can sell selling it.
Well, you've done a lot of things for our community, you know. And we know your heart's in the right place, and it's, I wanted to raise that question just, so that we're not, you know, changing courses after we go through the paperwork and the process.
Well, again, maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but I think that it's, you don't have to do the grant thing, but.
That's it.
That's for you guys to decide.
Thank you, Marty.
Yep.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a reason why you didn't just accept the gift and trade for taxes?
Well, it's the dollar amounts. You know, it's a moving target, and it's 25 years, 2,000 or 25. I don't know what the taxes are on the property, but it might add up to the same thing as what we're offering if we do get that grant. So it's.
So that was discussed, or was not discussed? Doing a trade for taxes.
I don't think so. Go ahead, Tom.
I guess in my mind, I don't know if it was here, but I did the math. Let's take 25 years of taxes at 2,000 or 2,500 per year. It comes out to about this. Going through the grant process is the process that we're paying 25 cents on the dollar. So I recommend staff going through this process, because in the long run, they get their tax back and we get 25 cents on the dollar if indeed we do go through with the process and do get the grant. That's my thinking.
Well, my question was it actually approached as that, or was there a reason that it couldn't have been given in exchange for what Marty was asking, the taxes?
Right.
Yeah, Marty did clearly indicate initially that he was looking for a deal where he could basically donate that property in exchange for the city paying the taxes for 25 years on that.
Or until we sold the property.
Right.
It wasn't a known date, but we talked about it. So that was correct. So he did indicate that to me, and I had discussions with the city attorney, and I didn't have a legal basis for waiving somebody's taxes. There may have been a mechanism where we could put it in place where we could pay that every year, but we looked at this as another option to do that. This is the second time we've taken a run at it. Prior to Leslie coming on board, I think Shannon McMaster worked with Marty at some degree with regards to it. You're shaking your head no. I'm pretty sure he did, but.
No, he never called me on it. You and I had the conversation, Mike, and then you said, all right, we'll put it in place. Yeah. I never spoke to Shannon.
Might find that surprising, but.
Okay.
So based on, and I can't waive taxes, or the city can't waive taxes, and you know, we have ordinances in place that say we're supposed to charge people equally with regards to things, and this came out to me as the clearest mechanism where we could get money to basically offset what Marty wanted over a period of time with regards to tax collection and have a clear title to the property. Basically do it all at once, pay it, and then if they wanted to donate it back at some point further, you know, if they wanted to go over a shorter period, that would work fine. If they want to do something else with the property, that'd be up to them to do whatever they would have dealt with. I think you have some questions down at the table, too.
We have a citizen.
Chris.
The public hearing's still open. The only thing I would say is that in lieu of everything that Steve Moody and his family have done for this community, I would really like to go on the record that the city retain the naming rights if they to the Moody family in some capacity if they procure that property. Mm-hmm. Of the name of the preserve or whatever it might be, but after everything that Steve did for the city of Boyne City as a public official, not even including all the things that they've done outside of that, I would just like to go on the record to say that I really think the city should keep that in the process as they move forward.
That's an excellent suggestion, Chris. Yeah. Appreciate it. Do we have any other citizens that wish to address the board? Jim.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm Jim Bauman with the Boyne Area Chamber. The Chamber Board has endorsed this purchase grant request unanimously, and you know, I spoke in favor of it 2 weeks ago. I would hope that it sounds to me like, you know, it's a bit of a quandary, but it sounds like it was questionably legal to do it the way Marty wanted to do it, so I would hope Marty would agree to go along with this, or you know, we could it might not work out, and we'd all lose the chance to do this, which everybody in the room seems like they're very much in favor of. So I hope this doesn't get, you know, there was obviously a little confusion there, but I would hope we can rescue it and keep it going, and I'd love to see buy the Chipman property too. You know, the Friends of the Boyne have done a wonderful job with that new area that they've done on the other side of the river down behind the industrial park. Nancy just worked tirelessly on that, got grants, and it's going to be a great project, and I could just see that on both sides of the river eventually. I just hope we find a way to make that happen.
Thank you, Jim. Question for Cindy. In regards to the Parks Commission being here and having a quorum, can we allow that to take place as far as them having a roll call vote in favor of it?
I'm not really clear on the ruling of that. I think because there was not actually an agenda presented and a board meeting announced and publicly announced so other people had an opportunity to appear at their meeting, that I would prefer it not happen in a motion at this meeting. I would prefer that it just, you know, if they all wanted to, whoever wanted to voice their support, I think I would be much more comfortable with that.
Well, I think we have that on record that we do have their support, you know, as far as acknowledging their support tonight. So,
and if other individuals within the board?
Right. But I know Bill had a request there, and that's the reason I'm asking the questions, so.
And I can see where you're coming from, but because it wasn't published, I just feel better.
Any additional citizen comment before we move to the commission? Okay, that's Tom, would you like to start? Or do we close the public hearing first?
You should at some point, yes.
Okay, it's 8:20. I make a motion we close the public hearing. And we'll move to commission for discussion.
I think that we have overwhelming support here. I think looking at our city goals back there from our goal setting sessions, that improving parkways and improving trailways are two of the top 15, and I appreciate the professional presentation. I appreciate the generosity of the Moody family, and I'm in full favor of proceeding.
Thank you, Tom. Gene?
Leslie has answered my question on the taxes, and good job on that. And we would recoup on it if, you know, more than recoup on it if they build any housing on that. I'm in favor of it. I support the recommendation.
Derek.
Thank you, Mayor. Interesting development this evening with the information from Mr. Moody that I didn't have at the last meeting, reference selling the property. And I'll find out tonight that you're willing to do a different type of transaction, donation in lieu of the taxes. And I would like to see a definitive ruling stating that the city of Boyne City in no way, shape, or form is able to work out in a financial arrangement with tax abatement for acquisition of the property through a donation from the Moody family. We're paying $16,800 out of our city money right now, plus three quarters of that remaining money comes from the state taxpayer fund. And I'm just a little disappointed that I didn't have this information at the last meeting, that this had even been discussed or presented. I'm finding it out tonight. And to me, it makes more sense to do it the if it's legal in any way, shape, or form, to do it that way, especially if there's a...
You mean the tax abatement?
Yeah, absolutely. And then including the fact that if that property is taken over by building trades and homes are there and sold, that money more than makes up for any potential loss of revenue on the total tax liability right now. And I appreciate hearing the other side of the coin, because I was the one that made the comment about selling the property, and I thought it was strictly a financial motive by Mr. Moody, and obviously that was not the case. So appreciate you clarifying that, and I hate to use the phrase, it's a game changer to me based on that information. It changed the whole complexity or the environment of how this was presented and how we're potentially moving forward. And so I think that I would be comfortable getting the ruling that you shall not engage in any sort of waiver of that, or have the city create a fund, or can it be done and still be compliant with all applicable laws with regards to that.
In other words, to allow us what the Moody's original request was,
yes,
the tax abatement.
Which we just found out about tonight, or I did anyways. It saves the upfront money coming right out of the city's pocket immediately. And, as Mr. Moody indicated, you know, at any point in that next 25 years, if the family decides that they no longer wish to own that parcel, then that section goes up for sale and now falls back on the tax roll, because that sale would null and void the agreement at that point. I think that becomes the win-win-win for everybody. The school has an opportunity. We get an opportunity for potential income. The area gets improved on Adams Street. We don't have to outlay a large sum of cash right out of the gate, and we're not taking money from other people's money through the state grant system, you know, that maybe could be used by a community that didn't have the resource or generosity of somebody like Mr. Moody. So, based on that information, I can no longer argue that we probably shouldn't acquire more money or more property along the river. That totally changes it for me, your presentation this evening. So that's where I'm at on it, as far as not necessarily moving forward with the DNR grant application. But Mr. Moody has gone on the record that option exists. And I strongly recommend that this board seriously look at that and acquire a legal opinion whether we can or cannot do that. Mr. Moody, is that a fair assessment of what's been presented in the past? And correct me if I'm missing any points.
That's
or
exactly what, you know, the win-win-win was exactly what I thought was going to, what I was trying to accomplish. But I guess the only other comment I'll make is that, you know, it's just with the state grant thing, it's just like, all right, well, let me reach in my right pocket and get the $16,000, and now let me reach in my left pocket and get the balance. So, I mean, it's still, everybody in this room is still paying the tax on the other three quarters, so I was just trying to make it plain and simple and say, here, Point City, in honor of my mother and father, please take this, expand your park system, and in exchange for that, you know, I just want to be able to keep Mom and Dad's house as long as I possibly can. And again, if siblings have the say, you know, the city will probably really come out with it.
Laura?
Well, I appreciate the generosity from the Moody family, and I've known your family for all of my life, pretty much. I think where I'm coming from and the way I look at it, when you tie up something for like 25-year tax abatement kind of situation, there's a lot of paperwork to keep track of. There's a lot of, like, where do the taxes go if they go up or they go down? How much is the value this year versus that year? And for me, I think it just makes it a lot cleaner to say, here's the property assessment, here's the amount that would be that you can project or see over the course of that 25 years being the amount that we would have gotten in taxes, and here it is in one lump. Makes it clean, it makes the transition clean and precise, and it gives title to the city, and there's not just a lot tied up in the future for people to keep track of. Now, not everyone's going to be the same people here. You know, 20 years down the road, it's going to be totally turned over. So, just having said that, I think Chris's comment about doing something in honor of your parents, maybe, in memory of them, or in some way tying that property to that might be kind of a nice feeling. I'm hoping that, you know, in the spirit of where we're at in the community, that whether it's the way you presented it or the way we proceed to do it, I think it's still going to be something that's going to be known and say, this was the Moody property, everyone's going to know that, who's been here for any time. So I don't think that's going to get lost in the way we handle it this way. So I thank you for your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same thought process that you are in regards to the tax abatement. You know, there's no end date on it. And I fully support the process of going through the grant application myself. And so I think it's a win-win for the city. I'll call for a motion.
You have a comment on that?
Mayor, follow up. If I could ask the Chipmans, was that, based on your question, it kind of sounds like that was the direction that you were heading with your property, is it, or not?
In exchange for taxes,
yes.
Would definitely be consideration, yeah.
Okay. Or were you looking for an outright sale? While we're on that topic, I figured I'd include you into, since it was brought up as a topic of discussion this evening.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I just wanted, it was brought up as a topic of discussion this evening. So I just wanted to know where you folks were, along with what Mr. Moody presented as an option, or were you looking for an outright type sale?
I think we would look at any options, to be honest, because right now it's pretty much land tied. If there does become a park, we can at least get to it without killing ourselves going down the hill. I'd like to see it enjoyed by someone who will get some enjoyment out of it, so we're open to options.
Okay.
And it's not all about money. It's more about seeing some enjoyment. And I think I just figured out we're paying $440-some a month in city taxes. You know, so that might not be a lot for you, but I think it's a lot for us.
Sure. Sure.
So we're open to looking at any option that you'd be, you know, interested in offering.
So, am I correct that fellow board members are not even interested in looking at the legal option of what was presented by Mr. Moody this evening? I know, Mike, you talked to the attorney, but it didn't sound like a definitive, here's the MCL code of the section, because you cannot do that.
No, I'm going to state what I said just a moment ago.
Sure.
There's no end date on a tax abatement.
I thought there were...
25 years. Right. I heard that number floated, but 25 years times, you know, 3,000 a year or 25. I have no idea what the tax, what they're paying for taxes on that property, but it's...
Does it have to be 25 years? I mean, I don't know what the numbers... You would know what the total tax...
That was what I came up with. I mean, if the city wants to say something else, right? You know. And so, yeah, there definitely was an end date, I guess, if you're asking me that.
Right.
Wasn't asked from granddad.
Well, personally, you know, I'm not in favor of, you know, the tax abatement, and because of, for that reason, and that reason only, you know, not having an end date.
That we've heard the agreement on that.
And we can have, when you have clear title to it right to begin with, that's gives us the option to do things. It gives us the option for grants, and that's, you know, 16,000 versus 50 or 60, and is, you know, if you add up all the taxes over the next 25 years, whatever that amounted to, but the job of managing that, mm-hmm. over 25 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's, there's other things that come up, you know, liability-wise that, you know, we have no idea at this time. It could be remediation, it could be cleanup, it could be flood, who knows?
Mm-hmm. So if we buy it outright?
A clean deal, I think buy it outright, do it, and that's the way to go about it. And $16,000, if that's what it turns out to be, that our, mm-hmm. you know, our share, you know, matching the grant, if that's what it comes to after appraisal, I think that's a very reasonable use of taxpayer funds based on our goal setting and everything else that's, you know, that we've worked towards improving our parks and trails and making it happen. It's part of having a vision, too. You know, it's a lot of people put their heart and souls in making Boyne City what it is, and it's... I think the best way to go is, you know, with this grant application.
I don't disagree with any of your comments as far as the use of the property. You know, I keep hearing about, well, it's too much to manage, and then you reference also the if there's remediation. Well, if we own it outright, we're going to be responsible for that anyways.
Right.
And we're, you know, we're losing the taxes on that.
$300 a year.
Correct, $300 a year, right? Mm-hmm. So, and that doesn't include the section that's going to be. Let me just clarify. If the trust grant DNR grant goes forward, the section that's in light green there is the. Are you still going to retain a section for the schools to do that?
I showed you the curve up there.
Right, right.
Yeah. I guess I'm confused. I guess you would have, I would sign everything over
right.
to you the day, are you saying that I can't trust the city, Ron?
No.
If it's signed over, then and the deal is for 25 years, why do I have any reason to think that the city's going to try to balk on that? I'd just sue the city then and say, really, it's right here in writing that you said you'd do this. And let me ask one other question. Doesn't the city, don't you set the values? Set the value at $1,000 on the house. I don't care. Now it didn't cost the city nothing. If I'm going to turn three parcels into $9,000 worth of tax gain for you to boot, I'm really confused. I'm perplexed at the trade offs. I mean, your statement that you don't have free and clear title to it. That's not right.
Well,
I mean, the day that you said the deal starts be the day that I sign the property over to the city and say, here, it's yours.
Okay.
Right.
That's right. Maybe I misspoke as far as the free and clear title, but I'm thinking about grant applications more than anything else to make this into something that's a showpiece for the citizens.
And exactly, if I give it to you and you keep that $16,000, you got $16,000 to do something with the property instead of not only taxing my right pocket, but taxing my left pocket to move. That's my only point. That's where I was going for the win-win-win.
I understand that.
Mr. Mayor, if I can speak. Let me try to clarify what I said earlier. If we go into a contract, legal or not legal? Well, if it's not to be legal. With an opinion.
Please don't say that.
Okay. With an opinion.
Never do a non-legal contract.
Let me clarify. With an opinion or not with an opinion, as you're requesting, it's still going to be a contract with the Moody family for, let's say, 25 years paying their taxes on their house. Let's say $2,000. That's $50,000. The issue is we pay $50,000 out of the city funds, or we pay $16,000 out of the city funds and use the grant money that the grant money is earmarked for land acquisition for recreational value. It's money that's been set aside since the 1970s from royalties on public lands, and that's what this fund is for. So it's not left pocket, right pocket. This is money that has been set aside. We are going through the process of using this money so that we are going to get this land for $16,000. Moody's acquire $50,000, $60,000, whatever the total price, which is equivalent to 25 years of taxes. But to me, it's pretty black and white. We pay $16,000 or we pay $50,000. It's pretty simple in my mind, and I'm in favor of proceeding forward.
Thank you, Tom. Would you like to put that in the motion? Mike?
Well, just for what it's worth, I mean, I feel bad that this last-minute confusion's come up or this discussion with regards to it. The Moody family came forward with a generous proposition. It had some dollar signs attached to it. And I looked at what mechanisms we could come up with to meet their goals, which would allow them to give us the property and get them some finances to offset the taxes that they want to do. Mm-hmm. The cleanest mechanism that I could come up with that would have the least amount of questions for the city was the grant application. We can't play with people's tax values. Long-term commitments become problematic. There were some time constraints with regards to this process. It has taken longer. This has been a couple-year process since Marty first proposed it. And previously, and I apologize if there's any confusion with regards to some of my staff people with regards to it. I'm not trying to duck it with regards to it. That's honestly what I believe was taking place. So I'm sorry if that took place or did not take place, and I take you at your word. But the reaction that I'd gotten from the staff people previously was, okay, we would have a hard time getting this grant through. Leslie obviously has come through, and when we were talking about some other waterfront properties, this property came back to mind, and I asked her to proceed. I think it's the cleanest and clearest way to get us to where we want to go. It seems like everybody in the room wants to find us a way to get there, and I still believe this is the cleanest, best way for us to get there. So I apologize for the last minute confusion. It shouldn't be this complicated. I think we're all trying to do a good thing here and make it happen, and I feel bad about the mess at this point.
Thank you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Follow up, please, Mr. Mayor?
Sure.
We're going to take a chance on the DNR grant, from what I'm hearing from my fellow commissioners, or we take a guaranteed work on the paperwork, get it signed as soon as possible option that's been presented this evening that I'm just learning about. not speaking for the other, did any other commissioner know about this offer prior to this evening? Silence, I think, is a no.
No, I knew that Mike ran this up today, you know, with the city attorney. He consulted me on it.
Okay, so the mayor knew, but the rest of the board did not know.
No.
Tom, are you aware of this potential option?
Well, you can reveal that, yes.
Okay.
In closed session, we did talk about this. Yes?
Yeah.
My hesitancy was, I don't know legally what I can reveal that we talked about in closed session. Mm-hmm. In closed session was about property, and that's why we went to closed session. And it was in our memo that, yes?
The purpose of property acquisition.
With this mechanism?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
The DNR trust grant.
One of the options that we discussed in closed session that was on our memo was the offer the property in return for tax abatements. So yes, I do remember that. I just didn't know if I could legally say that.
I'll back you up on that. I was there.
Okay. So this was not a surprise to me.
Well, I still think this is the best option to pursue at this point.
The grant application?
No. No, the other option. Look at it.
Well, I think we'll bring that to a vote. Call
sure.
for a motion.
I'll make the motion, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion that we proceed applying for the MNRTF grant for the purpose of purchasing the Moody property identified and authorize city manager and city clerk to complete, sign, and submit the necessary materials.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gator?
My vote is based on the, not the acquisition, but the mechanism of the acquisition, and based on the motion presented, I have to vote no on the mechanism presented.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. Yes.
I think there's some clarification coming from Leslie with regards to proper form that we might want to put this in.
Resolution.
So it's to approve the resolution?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, was attached. You dropped my papers all over the ground and you got mixed up.
Do we need to read the resolution into the...
What you would need is a separate motion. The motion that you have is fine. If you'd like to leave it there, you don't have to mess with that. But there was a resolution included in your agenda packet. It's up on the wall now. That would be appropriate for the city commission to consider. That would be a lot cleaner, and that's what the state's going to look for ultimately. Mm-hmm. And that, I don't know if you want us to read it or how you'd like to proceed.
I will make the motion, and I'd like you to read it.
Okay. The motion is a resolution to commit to an application to the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund for the acquisition of property identified as a portion of parcel 051235057-00. AKA vacant beauty parcel, whereas Boyne City is applying for an acquisition grant from the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund And whereas the project is identified as the Riverside Park Annex, and whereas the Boyne City Recreation Plan identifies the goal of purchasing water and river frontage properties when available, and whereas the public has voiced support for the grant application, be it resolved that the City of Boyne City supports the application to the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund, and if successful, agrees to provide the minimum 25% matching funds as required. And it has the approval, the vote language attached to it.
Okay, so we have a new motion on the floor by Tom. My motion read by our City Manager Mike. We need a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaynard?
As stated in my prior vote, based on the mechanism, no.
Grunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Mike?
You had the indications from the Park and Recreation Board, at least it sounds like there's a quorum here that's present, with regards to speaking to this matter, and Leslie indicated that that might be helpful with regards to that.
I thought Cindy said she
I know, I'm not done
oh,
yet.
Sorry.
What I would recommend to the Park and Recreation Board members before they leave here tonight, to go out into the hallway and call for a special meeting that can be called with an 18 hours notice. So we could get a formal motion, we could get it posted. The Park and Recreation Board so desired, they could make a motion on this matter at a special meeting of itself prior to the end of the week.
Thank you.
If they are interested in pursuing that.
I have just one question. Okay, so you're moving forward. You don't need my consent to move forward in format, I guess. I've said we'll try to, you know, accommodate, but, you know, first off, so my question is, what if, now, tonight, I just learned personally myself from Mike and Leslie that, so now we get to turn it over to the DNR, and if the DNR says, well, we value property at $10,000, now the city's going to chip in $2,500 and I'm going to set $10,000 for the property, I'll give you all the phone numbers of seven siblings of mine, you know. And because that's not the deal that I offered to Mr. Kane in order to keep my parents' house. So I'm perplexed. No, I die. I don't want them to go through a whole bunch of trouble, you know. And now you. So,
Mike.
As Marty indicated earlier, he's not signing on the line or agreeing to any type of value or anything of that nature. We have to go through the process that we've outlined here today. We gave the estimates that we think the property will appraise for, which would be required. The state would have to come up with, they would say, based on that appraisal, here's how much money they'll bring to the pot. And we're anticipating, based on our estimates, what that would be at. At the end of the day, Mr. Moody and his family will have an offer from the city and the state saying, here's what the package is. Is this a number that's acceptable to you? And if it is, fine, we can work that out. There isn't anything that would prevent the city if the state says, you know, we're only going to give $5,000 towards a property. And let's say Mr. Moody thought, no, we needed it. $20,000 or $15,000 or some number.
This is Mr. Moody says you can have it no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. But we would come up with some other number that would make it agreeable. So we're going through a process. We don't know exactly what the state's going to tell us at the end of the day. You're not signing yourself or your family's obligations off to anything at this point, other than says we're interested in possibly selling it or conveying it somehow to the city, and we'll continue to work with you as you go forward. So your options are still open.
How long before we'd know the answer on this?
The indication from Leslie earlier was that we'd hear something in probably by June.
Okay.
We'd know when
all
they have the hearings up in Emmett County.
I couldn't remember what you'd said.
We'll know if we made the first cut.
Okay. All right. Okay. So fairly soon then. It won't be like waiting a year to find out or anything. So that's.
So it could take that long to go through the entire
right,
process.
Right, but we'll know something before.
It has to go through multiple steps at the state recommendation mm-hmm. level. Then the legislature actually has to allocate the funds to make all these funds, all the grants across the state mm-hmm. Funds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, you, Mike, and thank you, everybody, for your patience and attendance. We're going to move forward with our new business. Item B tonight is weapon replacement proposal, and our chief, Jeff Gaither, will do a presentation or a summary for us.
Thank you, Mayor.
I was going to say, everybody can stay.
There wasn't mace either.
Okay. As stated in the memo, the police department's in need or reaching that time where our issued and carried handguns need replacement. Most of the handguns that are being carried right now by the officers are 12 years old or right around that. We do have one handgun that was purchased almost 2 years ago, so that's the newest one we have in the lot. And it's my opinion that these Glock handguns that they're carrying are nearing the end of their reliable law enforcement life cycle. Guns can last for a long, long time, but they do need to be maintained. They do need to be repaired periodically. And for a law enforcement gun, it's critical that they are in top working order, and we don't want to have any incidents with them where we don't have any, where we have misfires or where the firearms actually don't fire in a critical situation. So that's why I say they're nearing the reliable law enforcement life cycle. We're in need of seven Glock. We're in need of seven handguns to outfit all the officers with these guns, and we're looking at the Glock Generation 40, Generation 4 40 caliber handguns, which are the basically the same handguns that the officers are carrying now, only in a newer model. They're identical in appearance. They've just upgraded some of the parts in them. We have also have a number of old firearms in our inventory that were used many years ago and carried by previous officers in the Boyne City Police Department. We also have some long guns. These guns are all basically in a storage cabinet. They're not used. They're not at that reliable stage anymore. And so we've proposed a trade with several gun suppliers to see if what they would give us for the old guns and what the cost of the new guns would be. And we proposed that to all the handgun dealers that are allowed to sell Glocks to law enforcement in the state of Michigan. And Glock controls the market of where they can sell, so we're only limited to a certain number. But the ones that we did contact, we ranged in anywhere from trading in everything we've got and buying the new ones and owing them $1,000 to where we stood with a company called CMP Distributors in Lansing, where they would take all the firearms, the old firearms, take the currently carried firearms, and they would provide us with seven new Glock pistols, and they would also give us a $407 credit to be used at their business for the purchase of police equipment. And so I would recommend that at this time that we would trade in our old handguns and the old Department of Firearms have purchased the seven new Glock 40 caliber pistols. And I'd also recommend we use the bid from CMP Distributors in Lansing, Michigan, and take the $400 credit, which we could use for other equipment and ammunition. There's a couple of other options that we looked at, and for your consideration. And one of them is to postpone and further review the any of the options that we present here. We could budget for the replacement of our currently used, for the replacement of the currently used handguns in an upcoming budget, and basically sell the old firearms
If we could do that, you know, on our own, I would be personally opposed to it, I guess, to sell the firearms outright or at an auction, because of the perception, maybe, of the police department in the business of selling guns, and those guns ending up in somebody's hands, and some mischief caused with them, or something serious caused with them, and it comes back to us that we were the ones who sell the guns. Now, that doesn't mean that can't happen the other way, but it makes it a lot cleaner for us to turn them over to a gun distributor, and they have to go through the process of then distributing the guns. And they may also upgrade those guns, or you know, fix them, or make them safer, you know, in the long run before they would distribute them out anyways. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Officer Spade, do you have any input?
No, that summed up very well.
Okay. Any department heads wish to speak to this request? Okay, citizens' comments. Okay, we'll move the board for discussion. Derek, would you like to start?
Thank you, Mayor. Two questions. The first says on your cost breakdown, looks like a vendor, you got some numbers from out of Ohio. Is that?
Yes.
Is that just for comparative market purposes, or how did that?
That was one that we actually purchased the last lot of Glocks from on a trade. They are no longer allowed to sell to Michigan. That's what we learned in this process because of Glock's control of the market. It would have been great if we could go with them because it was a big difference.
Huge, yeah, about $680.
And like I said, we did it before, but they will not sell to us.
All right. What about using them just for the, well, I guess it wouldn't matter, trade in, because they aren't going to be able to sell to you. The other question I had is, I see a trade in on the used Laser Max, but I don't see that in the new one.
You purchase some of them? We are not going to purchase lasers with the new
one. Oh, so you're not going to keep lasers in them?
No.
Oh. Just out of curiosity, what was the reason?
That's a decision made by our firearms instructors. Okay. It's a tactical decision based on some other equipment we carry.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, the numbers, they're what they are. I see CMP wanted to beat their relatives at Michigan Police Equipment on the trade-in, so... Got to go with who's going to give the city the most money for the trade-in.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Laura?
I'm good with it. On the whole, I just had one quick question on these old ones that you're trading in that have been around for a while. Are those all from the police department, or are they confiscated from some other thing, like a crime scene or something else?
They were all used by the department.
Okay, so nothing connected with any kind of previous crime or anything. Okay.
They have to get destroyed.
Yeah, okay.
Gene? I've gone over it. I have talked to the chief a little bit on it earlier. I believe he's getting a good price on the Glocks. We need to make sure our department has good safe equipment to work with, and all said and done, no cost to the city.
Right.
I'm good for it.
I agree with Gene. All said.
I also support the motion to approve it and call for a motion.
I'll move for consideration for the police department to trade in old handguns and other department firearms and purchase 7 new Glock 40 caliber pistols from CMP distributors and receive a credit of $407 for future police equipment purchases and authorize the city manager to execute the documents.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylor.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Meathammer.
Aye.
Sanson.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, next item of business is good of the order.
No, I'm good.
Derek?
Nothing for me.
Laura?
Only that, I guess, I still feel, and I brought this up a while back, when do we turn off all the, or pick up all the Christmas lights? Because it feels like it's kind of, everyone's wanting to get into spring and...
They should have been gone last week.
Okay, I figured it was soon, yeah.
She won't be gone until April 1st.
Okay, all right, thanks.
Okay, announcements. The next regular city commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 9th, 2013 at 7 p.m. Charlevoix County Board of Commissioners will be holding their meeting at the Boyne City Hall tomorrow night, Wednesday, March 27th at 7 p.m. And it's 9:05. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Talon?
Aye.
Motion carried.